Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of web scraping with LLMs.
Ooh, exciting. Sounds complex, though. Why even bother using LLMs for something like scraping?
Great question. If a site's structure is static and you know some basic coding, traditional scraping tools are the way to go. LLMs shine when you need intelligent agents that can understand the meaning of the content they're extracting.
So it's about context, not just keywords.
Exactly. Imagine scraping news about AI agents. A traditional scraper might get tripped up by irrelevant articles mentioning agents in a different context. An LLM can actually understand the intent and grab only the relevant pieces.
Got it. Any legal considerations?
Absolutely. Always respect robots.txt and where possible, use official APIs. Scraping sites like YouTube or Instagram against their terms of service is a no-go.
So what's the easiest way to scrape with an LLM?
FurCraw's extract feature is incredibly simple. You type in a query and website and it spits out structured JSON. Boom.
Amazing. But what about more advanced stuff?
Crawl for AI is your friend there. It's built around a crawler that you configure with your LLM strategy. You can even create knowledge graphs, linking related concepts. Powerful stuff.
Knowledge graph sounds complicated. Why use those?
They provide context, showing relationships between data points. It's like saying Leo's uncle instead of just listing everyone related to Leo. See the difference?
I see. Interesting. So are local LLMs a viable option?
Potentially, but they're not as optimized as cloud-based solutions. The same model might perform differently locally, plus you have to manage resources. Using something like OpenAI or Claude is often more efficient.
I thought local LLMs were free.
The software might be free, but running a powerful LLM locally requires serious hardware. As your project scales, that cost can become significant. It's a trade-off.
This is great information. So many nuances to consider.
Absolutely. And don't forget about chunking. If the content is too big for the LLM's context window, Crawl for AI can break it down into manageable pieces. Makes things much faster and cheaper.
Fantastic tip. Thanks for shedding light on all this.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time on Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.